I feel like it now. It's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Puckley Stories, today's Press and Journal on Thursday, February the 15th. So, front page paper today says, a great big headline, The Traitors, it is, and looking the same as that TV programme it's on just now, on BBC, The Traitors, and it's just a picture of some Labour folk. There's Keir Starmer and Anna Sarwar, and I think it's maybe David Miliband and Harriet Harman, I'm not sure about them lot, but and it just says, Labour's betrayal risks 100,000 energy jobs, North Sea windfall tax plan must be stopped, and the SNP chief says livelihoods will be destroyed. So, and then there's a 2 pages of the story inside, but that's the gist of the front page. So, obviously, folk up north, and certainly in Aberdeen direction, not happy with it, Labour's proposing for energy if they get into next election. So we'll see if it happens. But a lot of things can change before the election. So there may be a new plan going at time. Here's hoping anyway, because it sounds like it would be pretty devastating for up this neck of the woods. Now it is a visitor's rate festive village as excellent. So the Aberdeen Christmas Village was a massive hit with visitors, with almost 90% rating the latest festive attraction as excellent or good, and 96% saying they wanted to see it back again this year. Almost 90% of visitors to the Broad Street event said it had a positive impact on their perception of Aberdeen, while 76% said it was increased their pride in the city. The vote of approval for the event stays by Aberdeen Inspired Cadonas and Aberdeen City Council comes with a survey carried out by the Research Chamber of Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce. The results also show that 78% of businesses asked agreed the Christmas Village helped boost the city centre, while 56% of them saw the village as fairly or very good for business. Adrian Watson, Chief Executive of Aberdeen Inspired, said the findings underlined that the Christmas Village had been a gift to the city centre. He said, "We're delighted that so many folk loved getting into the festive spirit at Aberdeen Christmas Village and they curated in the Quad Festive Market. To get such a high approval rating for so many folk is fantastic." So, well, I mean, there's no getting them off. It's a tremendous setting. It's, you know, if you see the Toon Hoos are lit up, and, you know, Broad Street keeps a room for all the different things going on. It's, you know, a big attraction for it to get a lot of folk into them, well, near the middle of Aberdeen. So, well, like that's going to be a good thing, and, you know, we shouldn't be too downcast about the, you know, some things in Aberdeen are you know, tipped up and just on a par with anywhere else, you would say. So, good on them, and here's hoping they can improve it and make it even better this year. Now, here's a ranting gambler. It loses a jackpot and gets 4 months. So, a gambler lost out in an Aberdeen pub's fruit machine jackpot after the manager realised he was barred and switched it off. Ian Gray defied his long-standing ban for the Archibald Simpson on Union Street in a bid to win some cash for the fruit machine. The 42-year-old's plan was working, and he was set to cash out in a £100 jackpot until the manager saw him and asked him to leave, switching off the machine. Ooh, that would be quite annoying. No, Gray, who was previously jailed for a near identical incident in the same pub in 2019, lost the plot and punched the fruit machine before branding the manager a nonce. Fiscal Deputy Georgia Laird told the Aberdeen Sheriff Court the incident happened about 8:30 on June 24th last year. She said the manager knew Gray from previous interactions and advised him he had been banned for the pub known as Archie's for 5 years. Miss Laird said on being told Gray was there, the manager remotely switched off the machine and asked him to leave. The accused became aggressive. It used a lot of not very nice words. So by this time, he was also disturbing other customers. And he warned, "He didn't want to mess with me, wait till you see if it happens." He then punched the machine, smashing the screen before leaving. The Bobbies were then contacted. So anyway, the Bobbies come around and he was lifted, and he pled guilty to behaving in a threatening her abusive manner and vandalism. So his solicitor said he has a raft of previous convictions and he planned to move to southwest England to work on a fruit farm in the summer. Oh, so he's switching fruit machines for a fruit farm. That's probably a good idea. He added, the mere miles we can have between the accused and Aberdeen, perhaps the better. So Sheriff Robert Fraser jailed the boy for 4 months. So what an absolute gape. So hopefully when his time's up, he'll head off a while doing to somewhere else that's near Aberdeen. Now here's another wee bit with the Belmont Cinema now. So this is a fundraiser and vow to revive iconic cinema. So Belmont Cinema has been a part of Sarah Dingwall's life as far back as she can mind. It was there when she introduced her son Robert to the magic of the movies about 20 years ago in the first place she visited after the months of COVID. But she never imagined that decades later she would be tasked with saving the cinema. In the months to come, she will be leading efforts to raise the £2 million needed to reboot the Belmont Street venue. Her starring role will be essential in plans to reopen it within a year. She said, like a lot of other folk, she was devastated when it shut in 2022. So for an opportunity to come up, she felt compelled to help rescue it. She says, you didn't realise how important it is until it's not there. She says, the Belmont is a place where folk can come together to enjoy stories, to learn and to be entertained in a way that other cinemas just can't. There's a lot of affinity for it, and Aberdeen deserves an independent cinema, not only for film buffs, but for the whole community. So she's got 25 years' experience in fundraising, and she's got one or two tricks up her sleeve to complete the mission she believes in. She played a fundamental part in raising £57 million for Aberdeen University's Sir Duncan Rice Library, the largest fundraising project undertaken by the institution to this day. As an alumna of the university herself, providing a modern facility for students with something she cared deeply about. She says she's confident that folks' generosity will shine through, though, for the Belmont. The public will also have a chance to get involved further down the line. Each they have reached half that target, there will be community campaigns, crowdfunding events and other initiatives such as sponsoring a seat at the Belmont. She said it's a collective effort and I'm convinced we will succeed. Well, it sounds like they've picked the right quine to get going with us now, and you know, I'm wishing them the best of luck, because it is a different kind of place to the rest of them. It's, you know, quaint and cosy, and you know, they show some different films, and I suppose if they get it up and get it rolling again, they'll have to make sure that it gets well used, I'd say, the thing going forward. But you know, seems to be a lot of folk interested in bringing it back, so I'm sure it'll succeed. Good luck to them anyway. Now here's City Centre Street will be closed for 2 years as market project begins. So traffic's going to be banned for Aberdeen City Centre Street as work on the multi-million pound market project gets underway. Haddon Street, just off Market Street, has still been accessible to drivers, while bus gates have caused confusion. Well, that's an understatement of the year, and thousands of pounds worth of fines in the city. Folk can use it to head in the direction of the green, since the adjoining route has restricted buses, taxis and bicycles last year. It has even served as something on escape route for unwitting motorists desperate to avoid the £60 penalty that would come with venturing further up Market Street. Now papers for a meeting of city taxi buses and council roads officials reveal imminent plans to block it off. The move could leave some with no choice but to face fines for driving through bus gates. God almighty. Honestly, it's just a waste of time driving into Aberdeen. But anyway, hopefully this will be worth it if you know, if folk mind how to get into Middle Aberdeen. The amount of folk you speak to, it says, this is the bother now. Aberdeen City Council's engineering team leader, Vicky Ritson, tell local traders about major changes coming to the city centre. Work on a new market building, tipped to cost tens of millions, started last week. Documents explain that space would be required to carry out these works. Office buildings for those leading the construction effort will need to be located on Haddon Street. This will mean mayor change for taxi customers, with the Union Street rank soon to be removed when roadworks take place along the Granite Mile. With the market now due to open until the summer of 26, it could mean a closure of approximately 2 years on Harding Street. So, joy of joys. So, if you're thinking of driving into Aberdeen, just forget about it. Now, just finish up with sport as normal. In the back page of the paper, there's a Warnock rages at robbery by VAR. So, Aberdeen interim manager Neil Warnock believes his side was robbed of a famous comeback win by VAR in a thrilling 3-3 draw against Motherwell. A Theo Bear double and an Adam Devine goal gave Motherwell a 3-0 lead after 26 minutes before Warnock made a double first half substitution and switched a back four. One of the arrivals, Duke, came off the bench to score twice, with Stephen Gartenman also getting on the score sheet as the Dons fought back to earn a point. The Dons thought they had completed the comeback when Bojan Miovski fired home, but following a lengthy VAR check, the North Macedonian's goal was ruled offside. Warnock was stunned, the goal was chalked off, and likened the VAR system to the Ryzen computer system at the centre of the post of a scandal. He said, "You cannot tell me that's offside. I've seen the lines, then I believe it's offside. And then I can't how they do it. Duke was an inch away from his hat trick, and VAR, then I believe it. Did I ask a referee?" He said, "VAR is a computer. I think it's a Horizon computer." So, well, he's always good for a comment like that, is Warnock. But, you know, the whole thing of the matter is, going doing 3-0 to Motherwell in the first place isn't the best. Best of games for Aberdeen, but you know, at least they showed some spirit and come back and got a draw. So here's hoping they can build on that new and still leaking goals at the back. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today. Now, just a wee publicity story. Today's Preston Journal on Thursday, 15th of February, 2024. So that's the day for either half price flu or so. You know, if you're smart like me, you'll just hang on a day and get some brownie points for having some beautiful floors at the half price. So anyway, I was in Guy Mochi day the start of the day, and just it was supposed to clear up in the afternoon, but it didn't. It was just kept on raining the whole time. It's been a flipping washout of a day, really, but you know, mild weight, and hopefully, and the man and wifey's are saying in the with our news that, you know, it's going to be bide mild and between near rain over the weekend, so fingers crossed that's true, because we're going to have a snuggery jock outside marketing on Saturday, so I hope it is dry. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast now. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell some folk about it and get them to follow us on Spotify. It's the best way to do it, and if you can manage that, it would be just dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.